Kennedy administration, so not much gets by him, and David will be on this program every Monday, I'm delighted to say, and I can't introduce him without thanking him publicly for the very wonderful things he said about me in a column he wrote last April when I was signing off at NPR. So, David, thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Well, Bob, it's a joy to be with you, and I'm thrilled to be part of the first broadcast.
And we are so honored. Election Day, 4 weeks from tomorrow. What sort of adjustments will the two campaigns make in light of last week's debate?
Well, I think going into that debate, there was some question as to whether Senator Kerry would still be on his feet for the final 4 weeks. That's now been settled. I talked to a very good pollster, independent pollster, named Tim Hibbetts out in Portland, Oregon, way outside the Beltway. And right after the debate, we talked. And Tim's comment was, I think we're looking at a three-act play now. And I think that's correct. This campaign will probably go all the way to the end. And it probably will not be until election night that we know who the likely winner is going to be.
Remember, we used to say that President Bush benefited from low expectations. I think maybe John Kerry might have benefited. We didn't expect a lot from him, and we were fooled.
I thought that he had the possibility, because I'd watched him in debates against Bill Weld when he was running for re-election, and he used those debates to turn around that race in his favor. But I thought he was sharp and well prepared for this and really kind of knocked it out of the park.
Tomorrow night, the vice presidential candidates debate.
And it sets it up in a very different way from what we had expected. As you remember, John Edwards was picked for that campaign by Senator Kerry to reinforce his positions on domestic politics and domestic policy. Now I think we're going to hear him and Vice President Cheney talking a great deal about national security and Iraq issues, and Vice President Cheney is probably the best equipped person in the administration to defend the administration's decisions.
Don't you expect Edwards to make the whole night about Halliburton and Cheney to say, well, Edwards got rich as a trial lawyer, stifling the free enterprise system?
I think if Senator Edwards tries to turn it into a Halliburton debate, that would probably be a mistake, because the public is clearly now focused on what's happening on the ground in Iraq and the troubling news out of there. And I think both of them are going to have to address that, because it is the major public worry.
We never anticipated that a vice presidential debate would be, well, important.
No, but we did anticipate, I think, 4 years ago when then-Governor Bush made the surprising choice of Vice President Cheney to be his running mate, that Cheney would be the backup, the strong, protect-my-back person in this administration. And that's turned out to be what he has to do on this occasion. The president faltered a bit. Even Republicans concede that. And now it's up to the vice president to put things back on the sort of even keel going into next Friday's presidential debate.
Now, what about that one?
That one is going to kind of be the wild card, because we don't know what kind of questions these relatively uncommitted voters may hand in to be asked there. I would guess that a lot of it will continue to be about the national security issues, but we'll also, I suspect, begin to hear about health care, jobs, and some of the other domestic concerns.
You have to be encouraged by the number of people that watched that first debate.
Well, that shouldn't be surprised, because from the very beginning of this year, it's been clear that the public is concerned about this election. This has turned out to be a very consequential president. Whatever you think of George Bush, he has not been an ordinary president. And because this is the first chance that people have had to say, yes, I like what he's doing, I approve of what he's doing, he's handled things well or he's handled things badly, I think they are really up on their toes for this one.
So all those undecideds, they're now deciding?
Beginning to. But if you believe the three-act play scenario, which I do, they will probably wait until we've gone through the whole series of debates and perhaps some of the campaigning that we still